morning, everyone. It's time again for the Church of God radio broadcast. It's coming to you from God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. Here now is Brother Dishman to bring us another good message from God's eternal word.
Thank you, brother.
If you have your Bibles, we'd like to ask you to turn with us over to Acts and the fourth chapter. While you're turning there, we want to remind you that the early church, we find that they had unceasing prayer, united disciples, unwavering converts, and unmovable Christians. We want to read here in Acts the fourth chapter and begin reading verse number 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and of the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus Christ the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of them was about 5,000. And then we go on down and begin reading at verse number 10. Be it known unto you all, and all the people of Israel, that by this name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you have crucified, whom God hath raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So we find out that they had an uplifted Christ. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, and verse number 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Throughout the book of Acts, you'll find that the apostles was exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. The lordship of Jesus Christ always brings conviction to the sinner. If you study it out and throughout the book of Acts, you'll find that they spent much time preaching Jesus Christ, lifting him up high. That's what Peter began doing on the day of Pentecost. That's what Stephen did in Acts the 7th chapter when he preached to the people. He lifted up Jesus Christ. And then we think of the eunuch out there in the desert, and he was reading over there in Isaiah the 53rd chapter. And the Bible says that Philip began at that very scripture and preached Christ unto him. Ananias preached Christ to Paul. Peter preached Christ to Cornelius, all through the word of God. And then we find that Paul and Silas preached Christ to the Philippian jailer. It's all through the book of Acts. Just for a little while, we'd like to lift him up. Nothing wrong with lifting up Jesus, is there? If I had 10,000 lifetimes to devote to this subject, I could not do Jesus Christ justice. And you know, the Bible says, Jesus said, when I, the Son of Man, be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Now, I believe that's the reason that so many people got saved throughout the book of Acts. They was exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. They was lifting him up. God has given Jesus a name that is above every name. The Lord is not a word to be taken up on our lips lightly or meaninglessly. We are to say it reverently with godly fear. Amen. He's King of kings and he's Lord of lords. Jesus, my friend, is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn over all the creation. He's the head of the church. He's the firstborn from the dead. In all things, he has the preeminence. He exceeds all others in his superiority. He succeeds all others in his finality. He's the master of the mighty. He's the captain of the conquerors. He's the head of the heroes. He's the leaders of the legislators. He's the overseers of the overcomer. He's governor of governors. He's prince of princes. He's peace of peace. He's king of kings. And he's Lord of lords. Somebody said, where did he come from? He came down the stairway of heaven, born in Bethlehem, hid in Egypt, brought up in Nazareth, baptized in Jordan, tempted in the wilderness, performed miracles by the roadside. He healed the multitudes without medicine, and he made no charge for his service. I think sometimes of that thief. He said, if you really be the king, then just come down from the cross. But silence seemed to say, just wait 3 days and three nights, and I'll show you that it's better to get up from a grave than to come down from a cross. The one thief said, he wasn't praying for salvation. He was praying to be escaped from death. He wanted to escape death. He said, Lord, get down and get me down. But the other one didn't say that. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Thank God forever. Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe we ought to glorify his name. Amen. I believe we ought to lift him up. He's done for us what nobody else could do. Jesus Christ is Lord. He walked on the brow of nothing. And by the gesture of his hands, worlds were formed. He scooped out the seas with the palms of his hands. He piled up the hills and he propped up the mountains by his will. The moon and the stars lean on his arm. He didn't have to put his signature in the cone of a sunrise. Nobody else is going to cause the sun to rise and get it mixed up with his. Amen. He didn't even have to put his brand on the cattle of 1,000 hills. He's the owner. He didn't have to carve his initials on the side of the mountain. He owns the mountains. He didn't have to take out a copyright on the songs that he gives the birds to sing. He's the owner. Amen. And I'll tell you something else. Jesus is God. Amen. Jesus is God because he has done and he is doing what only a God can do. The liberal theologians say that Jesus was a great man. They say that Jesus was a great teacher. They say that Jesus was a great preacher. They say he was a great leader. He was a great physician. He was a great man, and that's all. But if that's all, that's nothing if he's not God. Amen. He's God, manifested in the flesh. Winds obeyed his voice. He spoke peace to the raging sea. He fed a hungry multitude with a little boy's lunch and had plenty left over when he got done. Wherever Christ goes, drama goes. It's impossible to look anywhere in the Gospels without finding something exciting happening. Amen. Every street that he took, they jammed it. Every place that Jesus goes, he makes the news, and his fame ran like wildfire. Men climbed up sycamore trees just to see him pass by. They took their patients up on top of the roof of the house and tore the roof apart just to let the patients down to see him. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. No voice can compass. No pen can include the full statement of Jesus Christ. You can't find marble white enough to compare to him. Jesus is the most wonderful of the wonderful. Jesus is the most lovely of the lovely. Jesus is the most precious of the precious. Amen. He never made a mistake. On him, circumstances never left a fingerprint. Popularity never caused him to hasten a footstep. Hostility never caused him to falter. Temptation never loosened his moral fibers. Jesus Christ is Lord. His worst foes proclaimed him innocent. Jesus is the sea of sweetness without one drop of gall. Jesus speaks as never a man speaks. To the astronomer, Jesus is the Son of Righteousness. To the architects, Jesus is the chief cornerstone. To the baker, Jesus is the living bread. To the banker, Jesus is the treasure of all treasures. To the biologist, Jesus is the light. To the builder, Jesus is a sure foundation. To the carpenter, Jesus is the door. To the doctor, Jesus is the great physician. To the engineer, Jesus is the new and living way. To the farmer, Jesus is the sower and the Lord of the harvest. To the florist, he's the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. To the geologist, Jesus is the rock of ages. Amen. To the horticulturist, Jesus is the true vine. To the judge, Jesus is the righteous judge, the judge of all the earth. Thank God forever. To the jeweler, he's the pearl of great price. To the lawyer, he's the counselor and the lawgiver. To the newspaper man, Jesus is the good tidings of great joy. To the preacher, Jesus is the word of God. To the servant, Jesus is the good master. To the student, Jesus is the incarnate truth. To the statesman, Jesus is the desire of all the ages. To the theologians, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. To the toiler, Jesus is the giver of rest. To the sinner, he's the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. To the saints, Jesus is the Son of God, the Redeemer, the Savior, the Lord of glory. He's Lord. Jesus is the Adam, the Advocate, the Anointed, the Apostle, the Author, the Amen, the Alpha, the Ancient of Days. Jesus is the beginning, the begotten, the beloved, the branch, the bread, the bridegroom, the bright and morning star, the bishop of our souls, the brightness of the Father's glory. Jesus is the captain, the consolation, the chief cornerstone, the counselor, the covenant, the chosen of God. He's the Christ. Jesus is the deliverer. He's the day spring, the day star, the door, the desire of all nations. Jesus is the elect, the ensign, the everlasting Father, the Emmanuel. Jesus is the finisher of our faith, the forerunner, the friend, the first fruits, the faithful witness, the fountain of life issuing from the cave of death. Jesus is the God, the gift of God, the governor, the guide, the glorious Lord. Jesus is the help, the hope, the husband, the hero, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, the heaven's wonder, the Holy One. Jesus is the I Am, the inheritance, the image of God, the immortal, the invisible, the intercessor. Jesus is Judah, the judge. Jesus is the King. He's the King of Kings. He's the King of Glory. He's the King Everlasting. He's the King of Salem. He's the King of Righteousness. He's the King of Saints. He's the King of Zion. He's the King of Peace. Thank God forever. Jesus, He is the light. He's the life. He's the love. He's the lily. He's the lamb. He's the lawgiver. He's living stone. He's the Lord of glory. He's the Lord of lords. He's the Lord most wonderful. He's the Lord most precious. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of the prophets. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is the messenger. He's the mediator. He's the master. He's the Messiah. He's the mighty God. Jesus. He's the Nazarene. He's the number one in time and eternity. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the offspring of David, the only begotten of God, the offering, the one altogether lovely. Jesus is the priest, the Passover, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the physician. Jesus is the quickener of those that are dead in trespasses and sin. Jesus is the righteousness. He's the rabbi. He's the rest. He's the root of Jesse. He's the root of David. He's the refiner. He's the refuge. He's the resurrection. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the ruler. He's the rock of ages. He's the redeemer. Jesus, He's the stone. He's the shepherd. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. He's the shield. He's the servant. He's the seed of the woman. He's the surety. He's the Savior. He's the sinless one. He's the shallow. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the teacher. He's the tabernacle. He's the truth. He's the testator. He's the treasure. He's the true life. Jesus is the very God, the true vine, the wisdom, the witness, and the way. Jesus, He's wonderful. He's the wonder of wonders. Jesus, He's the yearner of souls to be saved. Jesus, He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the A and He's the Z. He's the A through the Z and all between. Jesus, sweetest name on mortal tongue. Sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus is the theme of the Bible. In the book of Genesis, He's the seed of the woman. In the book of Exodus, He's the Passover, the lamb, the manna, the bread, the quail, and the meat from heaven. In the book of Leviticus, Jesus is the atoning blood sacrifice. In the book of Numbers, Jesus is the smitten rock, the brazen serpent. In the book of Deuteronomy, Jesus is the prophet likened unto Moses. In the book of Joshua, He's the captain of the Lord's host. In the book of Judges, Jesus is the great deliverer. In the book of Ruth, Jesus is our kinsman, our redeemer. In the six books of the Kings, 1st and 2nd Samuels, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Jesus is the promised king. In the book of Ezra, Jesus is the restorer of the temple. In the book of Nehemiah, Jesus is the restorer of the nations. In the book of Esther, Jesus is the advocate and the propitiation. In the book of Job, Jesus is the daysman. In the book of Psalms, Jesus is our all in all. In the book of Proverbs, He's our pattern. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Jesus is our goal. In the book of the Song of the Solomon, Jesus is the bridegroom. He's the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the bride and morning star, the fairest of 10,000 to our soul. In the book of Isaiah, He's prophesied as the miraculous one who will be born of a virgin, the suffering servant. In the book of Jeremiah, Jesus is the Lord our righteousness. In the book of Lamentation, Jesus is our counselor in the time of chastening. In the book of Ezekiel, Jesus is the true shepherd in contrast to the false shepherd. In the book of Hosea, Jesus is that faithful and loving husband who wins the adulterous wife back to the bosom of her own husband. In the book of Joel, Jesus is the judge of all nations, calling them to judgment. In the book of Amos, Jesus is the champion of the social justice. In the book of Obadiah, Jesus is the wrath in the day of the Lord. In the book of Jonah, he's the missionary to all men. In the book of Micah, Jesus is the Messiah. In the book of Nahum, Jesus is the God of vengeance. In the book of Habakkuk, Jesus is the God of justice, providing salvation by grace through faith. In the book of Zephaniah, Jesus is prophesied as the judge who will set up a kingdom of blessings as the Messiah. In the book of Haggai, Jesus is a restorer of the temple. In the book of Zechariah, Jesus is the angel of Jehovah, the branch of David. In the book of Malachi, Jesus is the messenger of the covenant, the son of righteousness. Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Thank God forever. In the book of Matthew, he's the king of Israel. In the book of Mark, he's the servant of Jehovah. In the book of Luke, he's the son of man. In the book of John, he's the very God. In the book of Acts, he's the risen Lord. In the book of Romans, he's the justifier of sinners. In 1 Corinthians, Jesus is the risen coming Lord. In 2 Corinthians, Jesus is my all-sufficient grace. In the book of Galatians, Jesus is my salvation. In the book of Ephesians, he's the head of the church, the body. In the book of Philippians, Jesus is my life, my pattern, my goal, my strength, my supplier. In the book of Colossians, Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, Jesus is the Lord that will soon return from heaven with a shout. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, Jesus is the everlasting consolation. In 1 Timothy, Jesus is the true shepherd and the bishop of our soul. In 2 Timothy, Jesus is the righteous judge who shall soon appear. In the book of Titus, Jesus is the true elder. In the book of Philemon, Jesus is the settler of our account. In the book of Hebrews, he's the eternal sacrifice and eternal priest. In the book of James, Jesus is the fountain of sweet water. In 1 Peter, Jesus is the chief cornerstone. In 2 Peter, he's the returning Lord who is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In 1 John, Jesus is the Almighty God incarnated in the flesh. In 2 John, Jesus is the truth. In 3 John, he's the strength and the supplier for the missionary. In Jude, Jesus is the one who's able to keep us from falling. In the book of Revelation, Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I really do wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. Amen. He's older than his mother and just as old as his father. He's holier than the Holy of Holies. And his birth is our significance. And his life is our example. And his cross is our redemption. And his resurrection is our hope. He blesses the young. He regards the aged. He saves the unfortunate. He rewards the diligent. He beautifies the meek. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. His office is manifold. His promise is sure. His life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's impurely powerful. He's impartially merciful. He's the sinner savior. He's the only one that can forgive sins. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and tried. He guards and he guides. He strengthens and sustains. He's the key of knowledge. He discharges the debtors. He delivers the captive. And he defends the feeble. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteousness. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. I found it so. I found it so. He's invincible. You can't outlive him, and you can't really live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Death couldn't handle him. The grave couldn't hold him. Herod couldn't kill him. There was nobody before him. There'll be nobody after him. You know what? You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. Amen. He feeds me with his hand. He carries me in his bosom. He supports me with his arm. He guides me with his eye. He informs me with his word. He warms me with his love. But he saved me by his grace. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. I love him because he done for me what nobody else could do. If you can't see any beauty in him that you should desire him, it's because the God of this world has blinded your mind. The eyes of your understanding have not been enlightened. I trust that you would desire him and come to him while there's still time and opportunity, while the door of mercy is open wide. I trust that you'll make him Lord of your life. If he's not Lord of everything, he's not Lord at all. One day you will bow, friend. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Sweetest name on mortal tongue. The sweetest carol that's ever been sung. Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those beautiful thoughts. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We want to remind you of our periodical called The Gospel Trumpeter. If you would like to have an issue of that sent to your home each month at no cost, please give us a call at that same number, 345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. We invite you out to our services today. For transportation, you can call that same number, 740-345-1213. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30. Morning worship is at 10:45. Each evening at 5 o'clock, our youth services begin. Then at 6 o'clock is our evening worship service. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at this same time. So until then, may God bless you, is our prayer.